I tell you what would really knock you out. If Nixon would release that real cigarette report. Yeah, the report that you got was the compromise report. So you can imagine what the real one was all about, can't you? Yeah, the cigarette industry got so much money and so much power. When they realized they had to release something, they got together with the federal government and say, don't release this, release this. You know, if you would have known about that real cigarette report, you'd quit smoking overnight. The Russians released the real cigarette report. That's why every now and then you read where 80% of the Russian people quit smoking overnight. And America said, ooh, they so strong, they ain't no stronger than you. If you'd have got that real report, you would have quit too. That's right. The number one detrimental effect that cigarettes have on the human body, it destroys your sex organs. I bet if they'd have told you that, you'd have quit, wouldn't you? And the cigarette industry know the mentality level of America. They knew that if they wouldn't release that and just tell you cigarette cause cancer, they knew it wouldn't affect their sales because they know don't none of you give a damn about your chest. The number one detrimental effect that tobacco and nicotines have on the human body, it destroys your sex organs. That's evidence. You ever see those interview shows where one of them cats be sitting on television and they'll ask him, how long you been off cigarettes? How long you been off cigarettes, Chuck? About 18 months. Say, well, how do you feel? Say, well, my appetite's increased. And you just automatically thought he was talking about food, didn't you? That's right. The number one detrimental effect that tobacco has on the human body, it destroys your sex organs. Matter of fact, how many times have you heard the tobacco industry say that tobacco do not cause cancer, right? And they're not lying. That's right. Tobacco do not cause cancer. Smoking cigarettes cause cancer. That sounds funny. Let me tell you how funny this is. The federal government made it a big joke. You ever been around anybody that smoked Bull Durn? You ever notice when they light up one of them Bull Durn, if you put it on the ashtray and don't puff on it, the Bull Durn will go out? You ever been around anybody smoke a pipe? You ever notice if you don't constantly keep puffing on that pipe, the tobacco will go out? It is normal for tobacco to go out if you're not puffing on it. Now, the reason we say tobacco do not cause cancer, but smoking cigarettes cause cancer is because them stinking, slimy degenerates that own the tobacco company decided that if they could come up with some type of way to make your cigarette burn when you wasn't puffing on it, that would mean billions of dollars to them. And so in order to do that, it's the chemicals they add to the paper and the chemicals they add to the tobacco that's causing cancer in your chest. Ain't the tobacco, baby. And they was able to add those chemicals to the tobacco paper and to the tobacco with the federal government's consent. This is what we talk about. And so we say if Nixon really wants to be a good American and a nice guy. Oh, he'd love to be a nice guy. And why don't he let you know what's really going down? You know, Nixon really wanted to do something. What he should really do one night in Washington, D.C. when everybody's asleep, he should slip down there to that building where the archives is kept and kick the hinges off the door and pull out them John Kennedy files. Now, I say he should slip down, because if he announced he was going to do it, he'd never live to get there. Yeah. I'm sure you Americans would be much better off if President Nixon went down the archives and stole them files and got on nationwide television in the morning and explained to you Americans what's in them files that's so horrifying that it can't be released for 100 years. It might upset you and it might give you some sleepless nights, but America would be much better off knowing that what's in those files is so horrifying is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that the CIA was involved in the assassination of your president. That's what's in those files. And more people now is getting hip to the CIA. That's why you read in the paper a few days ago where Helm, the head of the CIA, first time in the history of the CIA, one of them freaks that headed it, then came out and made a public speech. Damn right. Because it's getting hot, Jim. Whole lots of people getting hip to the CIA. Yeah, whole lots of people is hip that the drug traffic is controlled by the CIA, and the day they stop controlling it is the day we stop the drug problem. That's right. Oh, yeah, he's got nerve enough to make a speech talking about the CIA are honorable men. And you just have to take our word for it. Well, if the CIA are honorable men, them Nazis Hitler had over there were saints, baby. Because them Nazis couldn't become in their wildest imagination as foul and as degenerate as the CIA is in America. And understand that, baby. I say to you youngsters tonight in America, you got a big job. You have a big job because the very faith and destiny of America depends on you. Not just America, we messed it up all over the world. You know, does anything man mess up, you can always tell because he always passed laws against it. Yeah, anything man dirty up, he don't want to see. That's right, that's how come black folks got so many laws passed against us. Man and dirtied us up so bad he don't want to see us. That's why the Indians got so many laws passed against them. That's why you women got so many laws passed against you. That's right, we dirtied you up so bad they don't want to see you. That's why sex got so many laws passed against it. We've dirtied up sex so much we don't want to see it. Nobody want to talk about it. You better not dare show a sex organ. That's right, anything man dirty up, he don't want to see. And he sure enough done dirtied up his sex organs. You know, I can walk out this building tonight barefooted, no shoes, no socks on, 50 below zero. People say, oh, Gregory done gone crazy. Look at him. Out here, 50 below zero, no shoes, no socks on. I walk all the way around the building, come in, take off my coat, my shirt, my tie, and my undershirt, and walk out there with nothing on my back, nothing on my chest, barefooted, 50 below zero. Say, that nigga done gone crazy. Look at him. I come all the way in and take off my pants and walk out there with nothing but a pair of shorts on. 50 below zero. They say, look at that. Civil rights and ran Gregory crazy. I come all the way around the building and come in, take them pair of shorts off and walk out there naked, 50 below zero. I ain't crazy no more. Now they're going to put me in jail. Why you think they're going to put me in jail? Because they don't want me to catch a cold. I go to jail now because our dad show a sex organ that man has dirtied up. That's right. See, I can walk outside right now with my chest out. I can't go to jail for that. But you women, you better not walk out there with your titties showing the way we done dirtied your titties up. That's right. You better not show them to us in public. We don't want to see them till we ready. That's right. And the day we...